والله أعلم بأعدائكم وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا.
Allah knows your enemies better than you do, O believers. So He informs you of them and makes clear to you that they are against you. Allah is enough as a protector, keeping you safe from them harming you. And Allah is enough as a helper, stopping them from plotting against you and from hurting you.
من الذين هادوا يحرفون الكلم عن مواضعه ويقولون سمعنا وعصينا واسمع غير مسمع وراعنا ليا بألسنتهم وطعنا في الدين ولو أنهم قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا واسمع وانظرنا لكان خيرا لهم وأقوم ولكن لعنهم الله بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا.
Among the Jews are an evil group who change the words Allah sent down, interpreting them in a way that they were not revealed. They say to the Messenger, peace be upon him, when he instructs them in something, that they hear and disobey, and say, listen to us, may you not hear, and give the wrong impression when they say, Ra'ina, meaning, watch over us, when they really mean, Ru'una, or silliness, twisting what they say when they want to call the Prophet, peace be upon him, so that they say something insulting to the faith. If they had said, we hear and obey, instead of, we hear and disobey, listen, instead of, listen to us, may you not hear, and had truly said, watch over us, then these would have been better for them than what they said, and more appropriate, being worthy and correct behavior in the presence of the Prophet, peace be upon him. But Allah condemned them and removed them from His mercy due to their disbelief, because they do not have faith in any way that is beneficial.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina ootul kitaba aminu bima nazzalna musaddiqan lima ma'akum min qabli an natmisa wujuhan fanaruddaha ala adbariha. فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا أَوْ نَلْعَنَهُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَّا أَصْحَابَ السَّبْتِ وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا.
All you of the Jews and the Christians who were given the scripture, have faith in what I revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, which confirmed what you had in the Torah and the Gospel, before the faces are blotted out and are turned backwards, or they are removed from the mercy of Allah like those who broke the Sabbath by fishing when they had been prohibited to them, for which Allah transformed them into monkeys. Allah's decree is certainly carried out.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا.
Allah does not forgive that anything from His creation should be associated to Him. Besides this and disbelief, He pardons the disobedience of whomever He wills, out of His bounty, or He punishes those He wills among them according to their disobedience, out of His perfect justice. Whoever worships others next to Allah has committed a terrible sin, which is not forgiven if someone dies still doing it.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَن يَشَاءُ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا.
Do you not know, O Messenger, The affair of those who are full of praise for themselves and of what they do. Allah alone praises whomever He wills, because He knows whatever is hidden in people's hearts, and will not lessen the reward for their actions in any way, not even as much as the thread of a date stone.
انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا.
Look, O Messenger, how they create a lie against Allah in praising themselves. That is enough of a sin to demonstrate their misguidance.
ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا.
Do you know, O Messenger, and wonder at the state of the Jews, who Allah gave a portion of knowledge, that believe in all sorts of false Allahs, and flatter the idolaters, saying that they are more rightly guided than the companions of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Beneficial points. Allah's help is sufficient for the believers and His assistance suffices them. The Jews were guilty of distorting the word of Allah and displayed bad behavior towards His Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him. The verses confirm, show the danger of associating partners with Allah and disbelief in Him, and that those who die committing these sins will not be forgiven. Other sins still being committed at the time of death may be forgiven.
أولئك الذين لعنهم الله ومن يلعن الله فلن تجد له نصيرا.
Those who have these corrupt beliefs are removed from Allah's mercy, and whoever is removed from Allah's mercy, you will find no helper to protect them.
أم لهم نصيب من الملك فإذا لا يؤتون الناس نقيرا.
They do not have any share in the dominion, and if they did, they would not give people anything from it, not even as much as the speck on the surface of a date stone.
أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا.
Rather, they envy Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions because of the prophethood, faith and establishment in the land which Allah has given to them. Why do they envy them? When Allah gave the descendants of Abraham the revealed scripture and other revelation besides the scripture, and Allah gave them far-reaching power over people.
فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْهُ وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا.
Some of the people of the scripture have faith in what Allah revealed to Abraham, peace be upon him, and to the prophets among his descendants. And there are those who denied this, and turned people away from having faith in it, and who do the same with what was revealed to the prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The fire of hell is sufficient as a punishment for those of them who disbelieve.
الذين كفروا بآياتنا سوف نصليهم نارا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما.
Those who disbelieve in the signs and verses of Allah will be entered into a fire that surrounds them on the Day of Judgment. Whenever their skins have been burned, they will be replaced with fresh skins so that they continue to feel the punishment. Allah is mighty, and nothing detracts from His might, and He is wise in His administration and decree.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَنُدْخِلُهُمْ ظِلًّا ظَلِيلًا.
Those who have faith in Allah and follow His messengers, doing good actions, will be entered on the Day of Judgment into gardens with rivers flowing beneath their palaces, where they will live eternally. In these gardens there will be mates for them, purified from any impurity, and they will be entered into expensive refreshing shade.
إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعما يعظكم به إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا.
Allah instructs you, O believers, to return things in your care to the people who own them. He instructs you, if you judge between people in any matter, to judge between them with justice according to His sacred laws. Allah's laws in every situation for you are, of course, excellent. Allah hears all that you say and sees all that you do.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا.
O you who have faith, follow Allah and His Messenger, doing what they instruct and staying away from what they prohibit, and follow those in authority, as long as they do not instruct you to do wrong. If you disagree about something, then refer it to Allah's revelation and the traditions of His Prophet, peace be upon him. If you have faith in Allah and the Last Day, referring to the revelation and the traditions is better than continuing in your disagreements and in giving mere opinions, and will bring about the best result for you. Beneficial points. One of the biggest reasons for the disbelief of the people of the Scripture is their envy of the believers because of the prophethood and the establishment on earth which Allah has blessed them with. The sacred law establishes a duty to look after things that are put in your care and to return them to the people who own them. Humankind must judge between people with justice, because they are prohibited from oppression and injustice. Allah has made it a duty to follow those in authority as long as they do not instruct disobedience, and to refer to the judgments of Allah and His Messenger, for this necessitates true faith.